Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I checked with several colleagues of the Secretariat about their notes, and our notes do not show any records of the general standard for food additive GSFA mentioned, and discussion focused on the issue of evaluation by JICFA. Thank you.
Thank you. Paraguay, please.
Gracias, presidente. En aras de poder concluir esta sesión que ya está siendo un poco larga, aceptamos la sugerencia de la Secretaría y proponemos que la frase final sea de la siguiente manera. La delegación de Paraguay, al manifestar el gran interés que el esteviol glucósidos tiene para ese país, expresó su preocupación por los resultados informados y la medida adoptada. Punto.
Paraguay, could you repeat again, please?
Sí, cómo no, presidente. La delegación de Paraguay, al manifestar el gran interés que el esteviol glucósidos tiene para ese país, expresó su preocupación por los resultados informados y la medida adoptada, punto. Esto, por supuesto, además de la palabra que solicitamos que se cambie en el texto más arriba mencionado.
Paraguay, we are really trying to understand your intervention, and Secretary, please.
Thank you. I would add a few words at the end of the original proposal from Paraguay for your perusal. The delegation Paraguay, expressing its great interest in stevia glucoside for this country, expressed its concern about the results of evaluation and decision taken by JICFA. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I see Paraguay is comfortable. Seeing no any other flag, then paragraphs 236 to 240 are adopted with the additional text under paragraph 336 as proposed by Paraguay. Paraguay, please. ¿Paraguay?
Sí, disculpe, presidente, una pequeña puntualización, como usted no mencionó ahora en su resumen. Es simplemente que no olviden cambiar la palabra en el texto del párrafo, nada más.
Sorry, Paraguay. It's the chair is getting exhausted, I hope. But your suggestion had been taken that we shall add the word summer in the English text as you proposed under paragraph 236. Thank you very much. Can we go to paragraphs 241 to 245, please? Any comments on these paragraphs? No? Thank you very much. Then paragraphs 241 to 245 are adopted. Can we look at the last paragraphs, 246 to 249? Any comments on these paragraphs? Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En el párrafo 248, en aras de al menos dejar relacionado a la intervención de Colombia y para guardar concordancia con el párrafo 6, creo que personalmente no mencioné la palabra necesidad, por el contrario, se trata de mencionar el hecho de que es, perdón, conveniencia, no debatió la conveniencia, yo no creo que mencioné la palabra conveniencia, sino la necesidad de difundir los documentos CODES simultáneamente en los idiomas oficiales. Al menos eso debe tener, debe recoger la intervención de Colombia en este párrafo y en el sexto que debe guardar armonía. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Colombia, for that clarification. And the change will be made on both paragraph 248 and paragraph 6. Any other observation? No? Thank you very much. Then paragraphs 246 to 248 are adopted. And I need to consult with the secretary a while, please. Secretary?
Time management.
Well, anyway, in 10 minutes we will lose translation. I think we need at least half an hour. So even it doesn't serve any...
Ladies and gentlemen, I had to consult the secretariat, and I think in less than 10 minutes' time we shall lose the interpretation service, and we have one paragraph that we haven't been able to adopt, and that's paragraph 76, and I would wish to go back to paragraph 76 and consider that while we still have interpretation service, and we can look at the appendices after we have discussed paragraph 76, and I'm seeking for your consent that we would look at those appendices in the absence of interpretation facility or service. Can we go to paragraph 76, please? When we defer discussion on paragraph 76, Switzerland had the floor. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and we'd like to express our sincere gratitude and acknowledgement for having given us the opportunity to come back to paragraph 76. Mr. Chairman, Switzerland has always contributed to work in an, codex work in an open and constructive manner. And in a spirit of goodwill, we would like to propose a slight amendment to paragraph 76 in order to make it precise according to our records. Mr. Chairman, paragraph 76 would read, "The delegation of Switzerland contested the chairperson's ruling, and in accordance with the FAO General Rules 9.4 and 12.6, 12.16, comma, they submitted an alternative proposal seconded by the delegation of Jamaica to hold the draft revised standard at step 8 and to refer the labeling provisions in section 7.2, country of origin, back to the Committee on Food Labeling for further discussion. According to the above mentioned FAO general rules, a vote has to be conducted on the two proposals, or had to be. A vote had to be conducted on the two proposals, that is, the chairperson's ruling and the alternative proposal made by Switzerland. The motion was put to a roll call vote as opposed to the simple show of hands at the request of the delegation of Switzerland. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Switzerland. We are consulting at the high table and we'll come back to your suggestion, please. Switzerland, we are having problems with the FAO rules, the numbers we have mentioned, and we don't recall them having been mentioned here, so we are trying to check off the numbers. Can I go back to our good, competent interpreters, please, and see if you can afford us some more time? Sorry? Thank you very much, and I hope the Commission can continue in English after we have lost this service. Thank you very much, and may I take this opportunity to thank the interpreters for the service they have provided to us. We continue appreciating your service. You make us communicate, you make us one world, and we really appreciate. Thank you very much. Can we clap for them, please? Thank you, Sweden, please.
It's Sweden, not Switzerland, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I said yeah. Sweden, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sorry, it was the Swiss microphone blinking. But I would like to confirm that our notes confirm that the numbers of the FAO rules 9.4 and 12.16 were mentioned right after the Swiss made their intervention against your ruling. Thank you.
Thank you, Sweden. And Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to offer some information and some recommendations through you back to the Commission on a number of points raised by the delegation of Switzerland. First, the delegation of Switzerland requested to change the word challenged to contested. Maybe the delegation of this Switzerland have more legal expertise than the officers on the top table. In view of the secretariat, contested or challenged seems to mean the same thing, but if the delegation of Switzerland have some specific reasons to change the verb from challenged to contested, I think we can usefully listen to the reason why challenged
the word challenged poses problem for the delegation, and I think all delegation will benefit from that explanation. And secondly, the delegation of Switzerland took on board the suggestion made earlier today to refer to the general rules of FAO. And the Secretariat did mention certain rules of general rules, but in fact there are a number of different articles that constitute the legal framework on how to handle this matter. And if we mention one or two rules here and the other rules that the Secretariat did not specifically mention, that might create even further doubts at a later stage. Therefore, the Secretariat would suggest that we could mention and we could refer to the general rules of FAO on the basis of which the necessary decision was duly taken, but not to pick up one or two articles from the general rules. So that would be my suggestion. And secondly, the delegation of Switzerland requested to modify this paragraph so that the paragraph indicates that there were two proposals on the table. There were two proposals on the table on which the decision was taken. This is not the correct statement of the fact. There was only one proposal on which a vote was taken. According to the FAO general rules, I would not look for the what articles would cover that element. When there is a ruling from the chairman and the challenge is made to the ruling, the vote would take place on the proposal that would provide alternative outcome to the original ruling. So there was only one proposal put forward to the voting, and the rules said that if the alternative proposal, the Swiss proposal, was defeated, automatically the original ruling from the chairman stood. Therefore, I think it would be misleading to state that there were indeed two proposals. The chairman's ruling was made in a very clear manner, and the chairman said that the commission shall adopt the standard, and chairman repeated his ruling after one intervention from Switzerland that the commission adopted the standard. So it was not a proposal, but it was the ruling of the chairperson. Therefore, the minutes of this meeting should be very clear on this point. Coming to the issue of roll call vote, in this particular case, there was no reference necessary to the general rules of FAO. As I mentioned earlier today, or maybe before, there was a point of clarification from the delegation of Mexico, I believe, about the scope of Rule 8, Paragraph 4 of the Commission's Rules of Procedure. And the Commission's Rules of Procedure state that subject to the provisions of paragraph 5 of this rule and paragraph 2 of rule 12, any member of the commission may request
a roll call vote, in which case the vote of each member shall be recorded. First, the default means of voting is show of hands. Show of hands. And when the question was asked whether the commission is comfortable to proceed with show of hands, or if there is any delegation wishing to organize a roll call vote instead of show of hands, the delegation in Switzerland requested or preferred the roll call vote. Therefore, if we do not mention the fact that the roll call vote was taken at the request of delegation of Switzerland, the readers of this report may be at a loss why a roll call vote was taken. So if this small addition would help the Switzerland, we could say in the final sentence of this paragraph, the motion was put to a roll call vote instead of a show of hands at the request of the delegation of Switzerland. We could add this clarification why roll call to the effect that roll call vote was used instead of show of hands. So these are clarification the Secretary could provide to the Commission through you. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and certainly these clarifications have been very useful. And can I go back to Switzerland and see if they can agree, given the clarification that has been given by the Secretariat? Switzerland, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I would like to thank the Secretariat for the detailed explanations he's given to us. As for the first point, challenged instead of contested instead of challenged, the Swiss delegation would prefer to keep the proposed word contested. And as for the second point, regarding the general rules of the FAO, we indeed take note of the fact that there would be several rules applied in this case, as stated by the Secretariat. So we would like to propose that the words, two words, for instance, be inserted, and that we keep the two articles which were stated by the Secretariat. So it would read, in accordance with the FAO general rules, for instance, 9.4 and 12.16, and then continue. And for the third point, Mr. Chairman, regarding the two proposals, this, in fact, we had not mentioned this morning, but during the lunch break, we discussed with several delegations who made us understand that indeed there were two proposals, and that's why we made this amendment or proposed amendment. So we take note of the fact that indeed there was just one proposal, and we would like to make an amendment to our text so that it would read that according to the above mentioned FAO general rules, a vote had to be conducted on the alternative proposal. And then we delete the chairperson's rule, on the alternative proposal made by Switzerland, full stop. And as regards the roll call vote, indeed, the Secretariat in their presentation talked of the default vote means of voting by the show of hands, and they requested the Chair, you asked us whether they agreed to this proposal, and the delegation of Switzerland requested a roll call vote. So, Mr. Chairman, we would prefer keeping the text that we had at the end, reading the motion was put to a roll call vote as opposed to the simple show of hands at the request of the delegation of Switzerland with the following results. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
thank you, Sisland. If I can come back to you and if you can read the whole paragraph now as it would appear so that the commission can listen to it and make an informed decision. Sisland, please. And slowly, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The text would be, the delegation of Switzerland contested the chairperson's ruling and in accordance with the FAO general rules, for instance, 9.4 and 12.16, comma, they submitted an alternative proposal seconded by the delegation of Jamaica, comma, to hold the draft revised standard at step 8 and to refer the labeling provisions in section 7.2, country of origin, back to the Committee on Food Labeling for further discussion. Full stop. According to the above mentioned FAO general rules, a vote had to be conducted on the alternative proposal made by Switzerland. Full stop. The motion was put to a roll call vote as opposed to the simple show of hands at the request of the delegation of Switzerland with the following results. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The delegation of Switzerland did not clarify us why the verb contested was preferred rather than the verb challenged. But again, I put this question back to the delegation of Switzerland. But unless we listen to a detailed explanation for the non-expert of legal matters, the two verbs sounds very similar. Next, again, in relation to the proposals to put specific article numbers in the report, I would continue to advise the Commission that the many rules that constitute FAO general rules have links to each other and that create a whole set of the rules that would be applied. Depending on the course of action and the facts, then come different rules and different articles come into play. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I think it would be better for the Commission to refer to the general rules of FAO, but not to specific articles. We may miss this notion of the general rules of FAO acting in its entirety and not by one article to or another. There may be other articles that was not mentioned by the Secretariat, but that was also part of the whole process or the rules that guided the course of action. And unfortunately, we don't have today the privilege of having the legal advisor from FAO legal office. So it is true that I mentioned certain rules, but that might referring to those rules only may create misunderstanding. Regarding the third proposal to insert a new sentence to the effect that the vote had to be taken according to the FAO rules, we could say that the vote was taken according to the above-mentioned general rules of FAO, because the vote had to to say the vote had to be taken seems to point to the possibility that there was certain obligation that arise at this moment after the alternative proposal had been put forward. But in fact, at the moment when the chairman's ruling was challenged, the whole series of course of the series of course of action was already switched on, and it was clear that whatever proposal from Switzerland should be had to be voted, and this course of action was already determined at the moment when the chairman's ruling was challenged, and not at 2 minutes later or 10 minutes later. So instead of saying that the motion, the proposal from the Switzerland had to be voted, we should say the proposal from the Switzerland, proposal from Switzerland was voted according to the general rules of procedure. And finally, regarding the issue of show of hands vis-à-vis roll call vote, we could refer to the fact that a roll call vote was taken instead of a show of hands, but probably we should not add qualifier such as instead of a simple show of hands. There is only one show of hands. Thank you.
Thank you, and again, we appreciate your cooperation. Thank you very much.
Yes, they can lead.
Yes, please. Thanks so much.
So we have to activate the floor microphone to the speakers.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you have heard, our good interpreters have left, and we can only proceed in English. And I really appreciate the understanding by the Commission of this situation. And can I go back to Switzerland, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, the reference to the FAO general rules, as we've said, and we've recognized and acknowledged that they're not exhaustive, the two articles which were given by the Secretariat, that is 9.4 and 12.16, and we've acknowledged this by proposing the insertion of the two words, for instance, or for example, because this was clearly stated by the Secretariat, and it also guided us in our in the future course of action. We refer to this, and we think it's necessary for the report to keep those two articles. And the two words, for instance, clearly indicate that there may be other rules which would be applicable in the context. And as regards the show of hands, we agree that we can delete the word simple. So the last sentence would be, the motion was put to a roll call vote as opposed to the show of hands at the request of Switzerland, at the request of the delegation of Switzerland, with the following results. And the preceding sentence could read, in order to also for brevity and in order not to repeat too much, according to the above mentioned rules, a vote had to be conducted on the alternative proposal made by Switzerland. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. And the word contested, could you go by the word challenged, as in the original text?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Swiss delegation would like to keep the word contested. Thank you.
Singapore, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can I just give something to maybe you can solve the impasse? The word challenge and contested, is that because in the FAO rules, the word challenge is specifically used and not contested? If that is the case, can we seek the understanding of a delegation from Switzerland to use the word challenge so that the whole thing operates, rather than we sitting down here for the last 30 minutes on the matter? I think this is quite unbelievable that Codex is settled with this kind of debate. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Singapore. And that's exactly what the Secretariat is doing, the right language used in the FAO general rules. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm looking at the FAO rules, and I obviously not have time to go through all these thick documents and find out whether there is a consistency in the language. But if you look at the rule, I look at the rule 12, the word challenge is used, but not specifically in this context. So, for instance, there is a provision as to challenging the results of voting, but honestly, I'm not a lawyer, and we don't have the legal advisor from FAO, and this particular paragraph that was put forward to the adoption by the Commission had previously been reviewed by the FAO legal office, and the use of the verb challenge was in order in view of the legal advisor of FAO. So that is as much as I can tell about the difference between contested and challenged. They might be interchangeable, but however, the words language used in this paragraph has been reviewed prior to the adoption by the FAO legal advisor. Secondly, with regard to the general rules of FAO, and whether or not we should make reference to specific articles or not. Possibly, and if all delegations so agree, we could add some details to the original proposal. In this case, the proposal is the drafted text from the Secretariat. In regard to the general rules of FAO, we could possibly refer to Rule 9 in general, and Rule 9, we can state its title that reads powers and duties of chairman and vice chairman of the conference, which is the title of Rule 9. And of course, under Rule 9, there are many articles. And the next one is Rule 12. And Rule 12 reads quorum and voting arrangements at meetings of conference and council. And this rule occupies ten pages in this document, meaning that there are many articles that constitute the whole part of Rule 12. So we could, if the Commission so wishes, a reference to Rule 12 and its full title. But I would really advise the Commission to not go into depths, because as I mentioned, there are many articles that are covered under these rules, and even by other rules, depending on the course of events. Therefore, noting certain one article and not the other does not seem to provide any benefit to the members present here, nor to the members that are absent here and will read this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And can I go back to Argentina before I go to Switzerland, please?
Thank you, Chair. I have different concerns. Why? The first, it is that this is an irregular situation, because under Article 14 of the procedure manual, this discussion has to be in three languages. Working languages. We accept to discuss only in English, but we think that we expend a lot of time to discuss this report, and I would like to know how many members of the Commission have to be here to adopt this report. I would like to know probably if it's possible after the adoption of this report, to listen, that the Secretary listen again the records, and to see if the delegation of Switzerland used the word challenge or context. And the last concern is that the delegation don't explain why prefer to use context, which is the legal effect about the change. Thank you.
Thank you, Argentina. Fortunately, we were adopting every paragraph as we are going through the paragraphs. So we only have paragraph 76 and the appendices to adopt. So bigger part of the report has been adopted. And as to how many members need to be there, all those who are present during the session have to be there. So if any delegation has left, it's not really an issue that has to take us back, because the meeting is supposed to continue until today. And regarding your clarification about the word contesting and challenging, I wish to go back to Switzerland, please. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Switzerland has always contributed to Codex work in an open and constructive manner. We therefore deeply and sincerely regret the current situation. Mr. Chairman, we would like to accept the proposal by the delegation of Singapore, and also following what the Codex Secretariat has told us, that in the text, in the general rules, it's basically the term challenge which is used. So we accept that proposal, and we will use the term challenged, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland, and I can also assure you that the Commission is also not very happy with the situation we are in. But apparently we don't have any other way out, and we are trying to see how we can handle the situation in the most amicable way. Switzerland, on the same spirit, can we come back to you on the mentioning of the specific articles of the FAO general rules, please? Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have taken note of what the Secretariat has said, and that's why we propose to insert the words "for instance," which clearly indicate to the reader, whether the person was here in the room or out, not present, that it's not exhaustive. We're not saying exclusively. For instance, you can say "for example." I think that is a very good compromise, and it leaves the issue open. Thank you.
Friends, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Comme la Suisse et la Suède, nous avons entendu la citation des articles et il nous semble que c'est un bon compromis que de s'appuyer sur l'ensemble des règles de la FAO et de citer les articles qui ont été cités. Moi, je les ai notés également, ces articles. Mr. Chairman, as Switzerland and Sweden, we consider that it could be a good compromise to have the reference to the general rules of FAO and to say notably, because I noted that the Secretariat based the discussion on Article 9.4, Article 12.16. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to reiterate the points I made. First, those articles were cited as examples, but they are not necessarily representative of all rules and articles in the FAO general rules, and that the reference made to specific articles and specific alinea might mislead the leaders. Secondly, we do not have the privilege of having the FAO legal advisor. Therefore, we cannot make sure that the correctness of the references made and confirm whether these references are the only references. There may be other references that could have been equally important, pending the course of action that might have been followed or not have been followed. So, Mr. Chairman, my proposal again would be to combine the proposal made by Switzerland and the proposal made by the Secretariat to make a reference. And the first sentence would read as follows: the delegation of Switzerland challenged the chairperson's ruling and, comma, in accordance with the general rules of FAO, and probably we have to cite, if the Commission so agrees, the rule 8.7 of the rules of procedure of the Commission, because this is a rule of the Commission that refer to the general rules of FAO. And the rule 12 of the general rules of FAO, comma, submitted an alternative proposal, comma, seconded by the delegation of Jamaica, comma, and the rest of the sentence would follow. I think it is very important to insert a reference to Rule 8.7, if the Commission so agrees. Otherwise, the readers of the report may not understand suddenly why suddenly the FAO rules, general rules, come into play. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are sincerely confused by the Secretariat. We are adopting a report about what was said at the meeting, and we're not negotiating other words or new words. So now, when the Secretariat, we refer to 9.4 and 12.16, which were specifically mentioned by the Secretariat. The Secretariat did not mention 8.7, and although we do note that it's in the rules of procedure of the Commission. So, Mr. Chairman, at this moment, really, we do not understand, we do not really follow the Secretariat, the CODESS Secretariat, because we thought that we had made a lot of progress by compromising and saying, okay, insert, for instance, for example, that shows very clearly that it's not exhaustive, and cite those two articles which were specifically and clearly mentioned by the Secretariat. That's all. That would be an account of what was said and not something completely new. If delegates now who were in this room read 8.7 or the titles that the Secretariat has just given a few minutes ago, they will be completely puzzled and say, where were we when this was given? We don't recall that it was said. So I think we should try to keep to an accurate account of what was said during the meeting and not negotiate new words which were not said during the Commission session. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Cameroon, please. You are very much aware of the FAO system.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. This is an organization for members, member states. And, we very much appreciate the work of the Secretariat. But the sovereign decision is taken by the member states and the members. I will really plead with you that we should come to a conclusion of this business by asking those who are present in the hall if they think that what Switzerland as a member is proposing is what was said during the meeting, and that we shouldn't go back to any negotiation on this matter. I really plead with you, Mr. Chairman, to hold that at this point in time, because we have been in this matter for 1 hour, for one word, words that we heard, all of us, in this hall. And if the secretary or whoever wants to remove what he said, he should say it clearly so that we members will understand that this is, they want to remove what they said. I think we should be fair with what we said here early enough. Please, Mr. Chairman, we really plead that you put an end to this discussion. It's getting too lengthy to our understanding. Thank you.
Thank you to Cameroon for that observation. Bulgaria, please. I'm sorry, you had with your flag up for a very long time. Sorry.
No problem, Mr. Chairman. In fact, my colleague from Cameroon expressed what I wanted to express in a brilliant way. I just want to take the opportunity to thank you for the extraordinary pleasure of this week of sessions, of this session of this Codex Alimentarius Commission, and the extraordinary way you and your colleagues conducted these sessions. However, I would reiterate what my colleague from Cameroon said. It is inadmissible to permit such discussion between a member state and the Secretariat, taken the fact that we were all here, present, and even voting. The legal counsel was in the room. We are all aware of that. So what I would suggest to you, as my colleague from Cameroon suggested, is to ask Switzerland for the final version of the text they would like to see as paragraph 76, because they made already a number of versions, and ask the member states present whether that's acceptable to them or not. Thank you.
Thank you, Bulgaria. And Ghana, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was also going to reiterate this, that in situations like this, we must all reflect on what actually happened. And if for purposes of clarity, we need to introduce any information for purposes of clarity, there are ways in which this is done without diluting exactly what happened at the meeting. And maybe the Secretariat may wish to do that, to report what happened. And for clarity, if there is some other document that we think it will make it clearer for those reading the document to appreciate, we can put that in parenthesis or in one form to guide readers. But the record must reflect what happened. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ghana. And Singapore, you want to come back, please? Singapore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can't help by supporting what has been said by the previous three speakers. I think we cannot go back. It's a point of order of the meeting that you cannot introduce something which has not been said. And I would strongly agree with Switzerland's formulation in using the word "for instance," because this is only an example. This was two, and we appreciate the Secretariat's point that the FAO general rules that have been quoted may not be exhaustive. We fully understand that. I can go back and explain to everyone on this. And I do not understand what is the problem, because with the Secretariat, and I think Switzerland, in all good faith, has acted upon the statement by the Secretariat on this, quoting these two general rules. I'm sure they go back and check it out, and the subsequent action by Switzerland is guided by the rules. So I think we must reflect accurately what was the proceeding, what transpired in the meeting, and not adding something which was not even mentioned. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a point of order.
Thank you, Sikapo. And I have... I'm waiting for the secretary so that we can make some progress. Any other flag? I appreciate the Commission's patience, please, and soon we are going to finalize this discussion. I really appreciate your patience. Switzerland, please, can you read to the House your the way you think the paragraph would read after the changes you have proposed, and slowly, please, so that everybody can get it and see if the members agree. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The text would read, the delegation of Switzerland challenged the chairperson's ruling and, in accordance with the FAO general rules, for instance, 9.4 and 12.16, they submitted an alternative proposal seconded by the delegation of Jamaica to hold the draft revised standard at step 8 and to refer the labeling provisions in section 7.2, country of origin, back to the Committee on Food Labeling for further discussion. According to the above-mentioned rules, a vote was conducted on the alternative proposal made by Switzerland. The motion was put to a roll call vote as opposed to the show of hands at the request of the delegation of Switzerland with the following results. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Can I check with the Secretary if that was properly noted, please? Secretary, please.
What did she say? According to?
According to the above-mentioned rules.
Yeah, that's the FAO general rules.
Yeah, and the second one, the new sentence.
According to
the above-mentioned general rules, the vote was conducted on the alternative proposal made by Switzerland. Okay. If it is not had to, she didn't say had to be.
No,
It's okay.
Thank you, Switzerland. And can I ask the members if there is anybody objecting the submission from Switzerland? Seeing none, then 76 is adopted as suggested by Switzerland. Thank you very much. We still have some text to consider, and can we go to Appendix 2, please? Can we now look at Appendix 2, please, and see if there are any comments from the floor? No? Thank you very much. Appendix 2 is adopted. Appendix 3, please. No comments, then Appendix 3 is adopted. Can we go to Appendix 4, please? Secretary, please. Any observations on Appendix 4, please? No? Thank you very much. Appendix 4 is adopted. Can we go to Appendix 5? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With my apologies, I would like to state that the title of the text in Appendix 5 the document which is next to the draft standard for beta cassava is reported in a rather short form. The correct title of the document coming from this Fruits and Vegetables Committee should be draft guidelines for the inspection and certification of fresh fruits and vegetables for conformity to quality standards. That is my understanding. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and that correction is accepted. Any other observation on the Appendix 5? No? Thank you very much. Appendix 5 is adopted. Can we go to Appendix 6, please? Any observations on Appendix 6? No? Thank you very much. Appendix 6 is adopted. Can we go to Appendix 7? No observations? Thank you very much. Appendix 7 is adopted. Can we go to Appendix 8, please? No observations. Thank you very much. Appendix 7H, it's adopted. Can we go to Appendix 9 then? Friends, please.
In the session, I've raised this point regarding the French word that has to be used regarding fair trade practice. It's not equitable, but loyal. We have to use the term of the manual of procedure. Thank you.
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the point was raised during the discussion, and we again apologize for not replacing old occurrence of the words for fair practices and put the correct term in French. The Secretariat will review the Appendix 9 again and make sure that the term fair practices in English will be translated into pratique loyale. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And seeing no any other flag, then Appendix 9 is adopted with the changes to be made in the French text. Can we go to Appendix 10, please? No observations. Thank you very much. Then Appendix 10 is adopted. And Appendix 1, that's the list of participants. I hope, as requested by the Secretary, all the necessary changes have been made. So Appendix 1 is also adopted. And ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of this agenda item, and the report and the appendices are adopted. I really thank everyone. FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just while you're finishing, I wanted to come to the thanks part. I don't know whether it's the time to do this, but I know you will do it yourself. But I would like to say how much FAO and WHO, my colleague in WHO, did ask me also to speak on his behalf, to thank all the delegations for their active participation. It has been very hard week for all of us here, but particularly for you, the members, and also for the chair, the vice chairs, and mostly for the secretariat and the head of the secretariat, the secretary of the Codex and Task Commission. I would like you to join me in giving them all a clap, because they really worked very hard. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for you, and thank you, members of the Commission. Maybe as a chairperson, I should wish to take this opportunity to express my sincere assessment of this 30th session, which is now due to end in a few minutes' time. Indeed, as a chair, I feel that the session went on very well and was among the very successful Commission sessions I've ever attended. Successful in that we saw great progress on issues that had been on discussion in both in the subsidiary bodies and in the Commission for a very long time. We also saw progress made on issues that were very much awaited by Codex member governments. I wish to congratulate all the delegations and observers for these historical achievements. Indeed, I should emphasize here that the Commission should resist from turning into a body that will frustrate the great efforts put by the Commission members at the subsidiary body level. And here, let me express Commission's sincere recognition and appreciation of the efforts and intensive resources put into the codex process by the host governments of the several subsidiary bodies. It's through these generous efforts and resources that the Commission is able to adopt standards and related texts that form part of the Codex Alimentarius. I have also noted with great desire, on one side, the interest by the current host countries to release some of the committees, and on the other side, the interest by developing countries to host such committees. This is a very positive move, which again emphasizes the uniqueness of Codex as a commission that embraces the principles of transparency and inclusiveness. At this juncture, let us recognize and appreciate the efforts by both FAO and WHO in providing the requisite scientific advice. As we head over the week, the two organizations continue to uphold the importance of Codex and also to ensure timely provision of scientific advice when and as it's needed by Codex. We have also heard of the great efforts by these two organizations in building Codex-related capacity in the Codex member nations. The presence in this commission session and the personal commitments to Codex cause by the high-level management personnel of these two organizations who have been with us throughout the session is another clear demonstration of the commitment these organizations have for Codex. Please, let's give a good clap for our parent organizations. And I wish to recognize Mr. Jose Samsi, Ezidin Putrif, Maria Lourdes Costa Rica, and Mayor Pereira, Jogan Slunt, Peter Ben Mbarek, Angela Trista, Jerry Moy, Francos Fontanas, Catherine Mulholland, and our legal advisors, Antonio Tevas, and all other personnel from these bodies who have contributed to the success of this session. The Secretariat, as you all agree with me, they have done a commendable job. Let us recognize and appreciate the efforts and long hours the Secretariat staff have put in the preparation and running of this session. It takes a lot of personal efforts and dedication to ensure the success of a session like the one we are due to close. So please, let's give a big clap for the Secretary, Dr. Kazuaki Yakishima, the Secretariat staff. I have Salma Dairon, Geronimus Masculinus, Tom Highland, Anna Maria Bruno, Gracia Brisco, Vena Carlson, Mashashi Kasukawa, Yumshik Lee, Virginia Pese, and a lot of the people that I couldn't mention. Can you also clap for them, please? We have very competent, supportive, or rather administrative staff. And I wish to recognize Jocelyn Faragia, Laura Constable, Anne Manis, Raquel Imberman, Zoraya Gonzalez, Peter Di Tomaso, and all other administrative staff members who have ensured the success of this section. Can you also clap for them, please?
wish at this juncture to take the opportunity to congratulate all the countries who were confirmed as countries that will appoint chairpersons of the different subsidiary bodies. And in particular, I wish to congratulate Malaysia for being voted to host the Committee on Fats and Oils. I also wish to congratulate the countries appointed as coordinators and also the countries appointed to represent the different regions in the executive committee. Can also clap for them, please. Indeed, I also wish to congratulate my colleagues, officers of the Commission. I have Vice Chair Karen Halbach, Vice Chair Noreen Hoffman, and Vice Chair Wim Van Eck for being re-elected as Vice Chairpersons for one more year. Can we clap for them, please? Well, also let me thank God for this opportunity for me to serve the Commission for another year. In fact, the two women I respect most in my life, I phoned my wife on Tuesday evening to tell her of the re-election, and the first thing she just said was, "Thank God." My mother lives almost 550 kilometers from Dar es Salaam, where my wife is. And after talking to my wife, I called my mother and broke the news to her. And her first sentence, you won't believe, she said, "God has a reason for that." It's indeed an honor to be the chairperson of the Commission. And as officers of the Commission, we shall do our utmost to perform in our respective positions for the best interest of the Commission members. During my 1 year as the chairperson, I also had the opportunity to represent the Commission in quite a number of fora. In particular, I was invited to represent the Commission in the Congress of the International Dairy Federation in Shanghai. I had the opportunity to witness the official opening of the Food Safety Center in Hong Kong. Again, I had the opportunity to represent the Commission in the International Feed Manufacturers Congress in Sao Paulo. And very recently, I represented the Commission in the OIE Congress in Paris. And in all these meetings and congresses, I tried to explain the role and the importance of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, and indeed the importance of the Codex Alimentarius, and this was very well appreciated. Having said that, let me join hands with the FAO director to congratulate all the countries that have been able to participate in this session. It takes efforts, it takes resources to participate in such sessions, and please take our appreciation and recognition back to your capitals. And at this juncture, I also wish to wish you safe travel back to your capitals. And Tanzania, you want to say something before I close the session, please? Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a word of appreciation. The United Republic of Tanzania would like to thank all the individual members, countries of the Commission, for having shown us your support in re-electing our candidate to chair the Commission. We can only say that this is an expression of trust and the confidence that you have on Dr. Moshe from Tanzania and honoring Africa. This, with your support, we will continue to address together important issues of Codex that are directed to promotion of health to mankind and enhanced international trade. Once again, thank you very much, and bon voyage to all.
Thank you, Tanzania. Now I have the honor to declare this 30th session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission closed, and I invite all of you to the 31st session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission to be held in Geneva, July next year. Thank you.